Now,
the rest of the story. The crime was conceived in a tavern on Pulaski Street in Chicago, the plot to kidnap the President of the United States. The conspirators were two former counterfeiters named Jerry Mullins and Jack Hughes. The engraver in their counterfeiting ring had been arrested and sent to prison for 10 years. Good engravers are hard to find. So with little hope of replacing their jailed comrade and with resources running low, Terry and Jack pondered the crime of a lifetime to kidnap the United States president and to hold him for a $200,000 ransom. Now, there were a number of obvious dangers in such an attempt, and surely a few inobvious ones. Terry and Jack were not kidnappers. They knew nothing about heads of state, nor of when one might be most vulnerable, and still they plotted to kidnap the president. It was roughly then that Terry and Jack were overheard by a fellow named Louis Swingelis. He introduced himself to the two counterfeiters as the man they were looking for. He, Louis, had experience in planning this particular type of abduction. He also had friends in the Secret Service. What more could Terry and Jack wish for in a fellow conspirator? The counterfeiters welcomed Louis and promised him a cut of the ransom money. The kidnapping was set for the night of November 7. Not coincidentally, it was a national election day, a potentially distracting day for the Secret Service. The president was to be taken to northern Indiana and kept hidden until the ransom was paid. Louis Swingelis coached his new colleagues as to what they could expect and what they must do. Everything must be carried out as swiftly as possible, he told them, and the momentous evening arrived. The three kidnappers converged at the appointed location. The abduction was all ready to be carried out. But this is the rest of the story. Louis Swingelis was no crook. He was a detective. He was a detective employed by the Secret Service to tail those two counterfeiters and to learn what he could about what they were up to. It was quite accidentally that Detective Swingelis discovered their plot to kidnap President Abraham Lincoln. Although Secret Service agents were waiting to arrest Terry Mullins and Jack Hughes, both of them fled, turned up several days later in Chicago, and there were brought into custody. Abe Lincoln himself was silent on the subject. Had to be. For the past 11 years, President Lincoln had been dead. That's right. It was the president's lifeless body that Terry and Jack tried to abduct from its Springfield tomb, November 7, 1876, which was the eve of President Rutherford Hayes' election. But after the arrest of Mullins and Hughes, law enforcement officials were left with one last problem. In that state at that time, body snatching was an accepted practice. Body snatching was not even a crime. So after long and complicated litigation, the two scoundrels were finally convicted of routine robbery. They served less than 12 months in the slam, case closed, and now you know the rest of the story.